God's grace is always, always going to be working on the interior. If he doesn't change our circumstances, he changes our hearts to meet our circumstances.
Grace. Pastor and author Max Licato has seen how God's grace changes lives. He joins us today on the Lighthouse Report.
You know, I've been talking about grace for a long time and seeing the difference in people's lives. I'm thinking of an individual in our congregation where I serve as a pastor in San Antonio, who every Sunday she would come forward for prayer. And I would watch her come forward for, I want to say, 9 months every weekend. She would ask us to pray for her marriage.
And God's grace was sufficient for her, even in spite of a negative outcome.
I wish I could say that she and her husband reconciled, but I can't say that. They did not. But I did notice that where she would come initially just distraught, just tears all down, running down her face, I would notice that every Sunday she would come with just a little more spring in her step, a little more joy. And not too many weeks ago, I saw her, and when I saw her, I said, I haven't seen you at prayer time in a long time. And she says, well, God answered all my prayers. He healed my heart, and I no longer carry the bitterness, she said, toward my husband. I wish the marriage had been saved. But God's grace was sufficient to get her back on her feet and to convince her that she's still a part of God's kingdom and he still has a future for her. God's grace is always, always going to be working on the interior. If he doesn't change our circumstances, he changes our hearts to meet our circumstances. And sometimes he uses our circumstances to change us.
Just how have you seen God's grace evident in your own life? To share that story, go to lighthousereport.com or find us on Facebook. I'm Steve Douglas.